And I had a Holy Ghost tongue-talking, preaching, teaching pastor, Rod Parsley. Got one of the biggest churches in the United States. And he's only 30 years old. 5,200 in his church. Well, that'd be a good guy to come and do that part, dedicate that part. See, unless he reveals it, many times he'll tell me gold is going up. Now, sometimes I'll tell Nancy, and sometimes I don't. Gold is going up, or something he'll tell me, you know, just speak to me. I almost jump out of the car sometimes when he speaks. He's revealing what's about to happen. Some things are going to happen. Like this, he told me. Now, this is what he said is going to happen in the future. Now, if you're involved in medical or you're a doctor, don't get touchy and get mad and walk out here and say, I'm against doctors. I am not against doctors. Praise God for doctors. Praise God for hospitals. Are you listening to me? But they're not the ones that heal. Jesus heals is what I'm saying. God will get any way he can get to you. He'll get you healed and touched. You understand what I'm saying, so don't get mad and leave over something like that. But this is what God revealed to me. He said there's a day coming in the 90s that there is going to be such a revival of healing that in cities, not the city of faith because it's Christian, but there's going to be hospitals that are going to be emptied out by the power of God. People are going to come over to the churches where that healing power of God is doing. People are going to be set free, that it's going to hurt that industry so bad that lawsuits will start coming against that church from that industry. You might as well wake up to the fact that that industry is geared by greed and money. You man, they're working day and night try to get some kind of a formula to get rid of AIDS. Do you realize the one that gets that's going to be worth millions? The primarily thing behind that isn't all just to get people set free. I'll guarantee you, I don't know how many people will be trying to get a cure if there was no money involved in it. Every homosexual in this world, if you found a complete cure of it, that's all you do is take this pill, they'll give any price for that. I mean, let's just be fair, but let's just be right. Isn't that right? See, so it's operated by finances. That's why they move how many beds they move the bed. It's got so that it's fine. And it takes money to operate. Don't misunderstand me. But there has been somewhat greed. I asked a nurse one time, how many people go into that profession for the money or for the love of people? Now, I was shocked what she told me. And they should be paid good. Don't misunderstand me. I don't want you to go out here and miss it. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the Lord started showing me that. And then He also showed me, I can share this with you, because you'll see it come to pass, that you'll see lawsuits that will come against her, just like Brother Rod Parsley. They got $11.6 million lawsuit against him because his church has been marching down in front of a topless bar and almost shut the thing down. They ain't making no more money, and then they're suing Rod. And you know what's really something? He had less than 20 people around that one. He goes around all of them, but that one he had less than 20 people. Now get this, actually he told me the other day he only had 6 people going around that thing with banners, you know. And he said the other day they approached him. Now if you'll knock it down to 20 people, we'll drop the lawsuit. Well, he had less than that in the first place. Yeah, the devil's crazy. He had less than that in the first place. What happened? He told his church that these people were putting a lawsuit against him. He's all 5,000 of them want to go around there and march around that thing. They said, hold it. You see, so that is going to happen because people are going to be set free and it's going to hurt their finances. And then you tell greed, then they'll try to get lawsuits and, well, you're practicing without a medicine. Number two, he showed me that's why in the 90s that we're going to get an earth station out here. We'll be able to shoot up to an earth angel or whatever you want to call them, satellite. A satellite for that we'll be able to, because most of the ones that are owned by companies won't allow healing ministries no more on TV in the 90s. You watch, they won't allow it. No matter what you pay, they ain't going to allow it. You know, they don't even know we're alive. The true church. They don't know nothing about it yet, but wait till we get going. I said, wait till we get going. And that's why the Lord said, that's why right now we've got all the information. As soon as God gives us some more money to do it, that part of it, we're going to get our license that we're buying a hole through there that we'll have. that we'll be able to shoot up our services and people will be able to pick them up by the 90s. Talking to different TV engineers that they're going to have those little satellite dishes as small that you can just put them right on top of your TV set. And you'll be able to pick up anything. You can pick up the trash and you'll be able to pick up the good stuff too. And that's what we'll be after. Well, guy over there, you know, the can of beer, you know, big old submarine sandwich, got a big old belly, you know. And all of a sudden the anointing hits him, knocks that beer can out, straightens up his baby's leg in the name of Jesus, and he'll get saved right there. Glory to God. He said, "Where's that, Tulsa, Oklahoma?" You see, that's part of the vision. And then God told me that we're going to send teams healing. That's what he's teaching you, the vision. We're going to send healing teams out. There'll be music. That's why I'm buying up all these B3 organs I can. I believe in what God speaks to. Get ready! Get in position before 1990, because when it hits, you'll be ready. See, if other people live, that's why I wrote the book, Fresh Oil. It's coming. It's happened this year. It's starting to happen. It's talking to Gloria Copeland. She's just in Ken's ministry. Just the last, you remember when we was up at Barnesville, I started prophesying. I mentioned Ken Copeland. He's going to start moving more in the area of healing. He said when he was here in Tulsa, there was more people healed in his meetings than he had in years. It's starting to happen. A little spot here and a little bit there. Then it's going to really get turned on. It's going to get stronger and stronger. And don't be caught. Get right in position. Don't be, when it hits, oh God. You know, it's like a fire hydrant when it hits everybody, knocks everybody down. But if you're anchored down and ready to go, you'll be able to flow with it, praise God. That's why we wrote that book, Fresh Oil from Heaven, to get it out into the body of Christ, for people to get ready. Get in position. Are you listening to me, church, what the Spirit of God is saying? So that brings light. See, that brings light. The people that'll listen. If you listen to the prophets of the land, you will prosper. And he'll show his secrets. So listen to what the prophets are saying today. So listen to what they are saying, and you'll have insight what is about to happen. And when you obey, when they say don't spend too much money, don't get too much in debt, then pull back and you'll make it through that era. Then when they say good times are coming, it's the time to buy, it's the time to sell, it's the time to do this, and it's time to do that, then you are to do it and listen, and you'll prosper from that, because that'll bring light. Now, are we led by a prophet's ministry? The answer is no. Now, remember I said, each one of these teachings, don't run off and say, well, he didn't say this, he didn't say that. Let's finish all what I'm going to be teaching you first, because we're going to get into that. You're not led by a prophet's ministry. You're led by the Holy Ghost. That'll bear witness, especially when somebody says something to you. If it doesn't, put it on the shelf, because you'll need it later. Get ready. You have no excuse. Say, well, we just don't know. You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do in the body of Christ. You come around here, we'll put you to work. We'll get you ready. Equipped you. That's what the give ministers are. They equip the saints. That's my job, to equip you. The job of the pastor is not to baby you. Put a pacifier in you. Give me your ties and I'll baby you. No, it's to equip you. The job of an evangelist is to equip you. The job of the teacher is to equip you to go out. Teacher didn't come for you to have deep revvies. My Lord, the church don't even have Mark 11, 22, and 23, and 24 down yet.
You got that right.
And they're going around talking about the hieromos and the mosimosi or something. And, you know, the spirit is two instead of three or four. I don't care what it is. What is that going to do to equip you to help people? Don't get mad at me. Which way do you believe? What's your position? I ain't got no position in that. I don't have no position. I don't have time to mess with stuff and fuss and fight where the Spirit is. Amen. I just want it to work. That's all I care about. I don't care. How many of you women care about how that engine in your car gets you somewhere? Put your hand. How many of you don't care what it looks like or how it operates, as long as it gets you to church? Well, I don't care how it works. I just want to know how to put the key in and get an ignition, get it go, boom, get over there where I need to go. To get that person healed, get that person delivered, glory be to God. Come on, shout or something, glory to God. Glory to God. That's what I'm excited about. That's why I want to find out, well, where in God come from? Oh, God. Honey, your brain couldn't handle it if even you did know where he came from. You'd blow a fuse. Person, I've watched you. Why do you jerk? I don't know. Just when the anointing hits me, I jerk. Well, what word does it come in at? Oh, God. As long as it gets somebody healed, I don't care. If I could stand on my head and get somebody healed, I'd stand on my head. I don't care. If I ran around here 7 times and everybody fall down on the power and get a vision of their ministry, I'd do it. Whatever it takes. I wouldn't ask questions. Just do it. Obedience always creates an atmosphere for miracles. And you prophets that are being sent in this place, you need to listen to that too. Don't try to figure it out in your head. Just obey the voice of the Lord. Watch it, you get me singing. Just obey. Obey God. Glory be to God. Can you say amen? Just obey Him. Hallelujah. Oh, the basakasha. So the prophets in that scripture, to me, is what he's saying. Now remember, that didn't actually say the prophets are the light or the eye, but yet truth is parallel, and you can use that as truth. And there's things that need to be said to bring light to the body of Christ and what is about to happen, because God said that He would reveal it to the prophets of the land. Are you listening to me? And there's different, and we'll get teach you, there's different degrees of prophets. There's different degree of a prophet. And out of that, Elijah is really what God has been dealing with me the last few years. Matter of fact, it's in the Prophets Are Coming tapes. That where God has really been dealing with me, out of that, what God showed me, that those 50 prophets that were hanging around, they were prophets of God, but they still missed it. And Elisha got the double portion. I don't want to miss out in this next portion that's coming. Because Tommy Hicks says that a lot of the church is going to miss it. And his vision before he died. He said they're going to completely miss it. They're going to turn their back on it. That's why the prophets of the land are saying some things. Put your hands up and praise Him and worship Him and thank Him for this teaching. Father, we praise You. We praise You. Worship Him, church. Worship Him. Glory to God. Had somebody ask me one time, says, well, how does tongues work? Listen. Some of it I don't understand with my natural mind. Tell you the truth, I don't even understand myself sometimes. I'm talking about when you get in the Spirit, but yet it works. It works. You know, another thing is that we need to... Jesus said this. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to heal the sick, to set the captives free. I don't know what it is, but the devil hates prophets. He'll try to destroy their family. He'll try to destroy anything where he can get in there. That's why it's important that he has the right people around him. It's a different operation than the pastor. It's a different administration than the pastor. It's different than evangelist. It's different than apostle. But see, this is where we get to 1 Corinthians 12, where we're talking about, where he's talking about that we must discern these different parts in the body of Christ. Did you get anything out of this morning? I don't know about you, but I've been helped. I found out some things this morning. Well, you didn't know before you got here? Some of it I didn't. You hear when I prayed? I asked the Holy Spirit to come along. We're in trouble, folks. You come to this church and the Holy Ghost ain't on me. We're in trouble. I ain't got nothing to say. Just being honest. I mean, I have some things that, you know, through the years that you... from natural knowledge, but I'm talking about when you, there's some areas that you're teaching on, you need the Holy Ghost. How many at least got 2 nuggets out of what was spoken this morning? Glory be to God. Thank You, Jesus. Now, what was that a minute ago? I need to back up a minute. God said so. Let's just put our hands up and praise Him just for a minute. Thank you, Lord. 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 Ooh. Ooh, we thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. You know, right here where it says, I know what he said now, that there are differences of operations. You know, and each church is different. You go to churches where would you call a charismatic? Well, this is why I said, you won't get mad at me. I don't know why I keep apologizing, but I just don't, you know, in my heart, I don't want to offend anybody. But Billy Joe Daugherty, he's a pastor. Sweet man. I mean, he's a pastor. He's got a tremendous charismatic church over there, 7,000 strong, whatever it is. Then you go over to Bob Yanian's church. I'm using this as an example. They're all my friends, so I can say this. Then you go over to Bob Yanian's, and I call his church a college. That's where you go to get all kinds of information. He just opens that Bible, and I mean, he just flows in that operation and that administration. And my, I just sit. When I, you know, that's my home church. Before we built this, that's where I went to church. I just sit there, man. I'd get filled up, just sit with my mouth open. Oh, man. Ooh, my. Ooh, my. You see? Then you go over to Higher Dimension, and that's an evangelistic church. You see? Just get. I mean, there's just different anointings on different churches, different operations, but they're all serving a purpose in the body of Christ. So never judge churches over other churches. You understand what I'm saying? They all have their specific purpose set in the body of Christ. Well, that's the same thing with the prophet's ministry. They're not like a pastor. I mean, you know, when they're under that anointing, it's different. Now, a prophet and a pastor, very difficult. It's very difficult sometimes to be a pastor and a prophet going back and forth. Very difficult. You can do it with the right help. That's why we got to have the right help around here. Very difficult. It is. It's very difficult to because, you know. But it can be done. I said it can be done. When you discern the different parts that God will put into this church. You see, he'll put some more pastors in here to oversee it. See, Tim has a pastor anointing. He come in here and teach in the class, and he has a, he's also a ministry of helps, administrative ability. What am I saying? I'm just saying that we need to discern every part, that we're all important to one another. We supply from one another. And the church needs the prophet's ministry to bring light in what direction. But what is tragic is when the pastors don't discern their anointing. When they'll say to a man like Brother Hagin, and say, well, I don't care what he said, I'm going to do it anyway. I said, well, maybe you don't believe in him, but at least believe in his record. Man come out here and said, you know, if you don't do something about those termites, this whole thing's going to fall down in a year. I said, well, how many years have you been in termite business? Well, I've been 50 years. I'd listen to what he had to say. I'd get the termites out.
Amen.
Every one of you smile. Act like you're happy. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Well, now we're going to take our offering. Oh, this is a church that takes two offerings. Yeah, we might take 20 before we're done. Now, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get the money to put that two-story up there. We need our children's church now.
Amen.
I need some money. Help me. I'd pay. Ed Dufresne Ministries would pay it, but I just haven't been out on the road. I mean, the last two or three months, I'll start, you know, we'll be here every week, but starting December again, I'll be back on the road and be able to bring some more money to help around here. So you're going to have to help me. Remember, in pioneering, it takes everybody has to get involved. Everybody has to give more than you're supposed to. You know? So just this month right here, give me $2,000 this morning. I can at least get it started and get the joists and get the plywood up there. So maybe somebody will take care of that. You never know who's in the auditorium. You just never know. You never know where that fish is that God's going to use. And what do you mean by that? Well, I had a guy in my church one time came in back there and he said, "You scared me." I was flowing one day in that anointing, you know. And he says, he came into my office and he says, "You need $136,000 to save your building within 2 weeks." I said, "Yeah, that's right." He says, "Well, I don't really care for your teaching. I go to a full gospel church down the street." And he said, "Another thing, you don't stand behind the pulpit. You scare me. You move around." And he said, "You go out in the audience and call people out. But God told me to come over here and give you some money." God bought some blackbirds over to take care of another prophet in the Bible. Jesus told him, "Well, you need some money to pay your taxes. Put your..." So that's why either there's a blackbird or a fish somewhere. I'm looking for it. I told that guy when he came in, he says, "Here's your money." He came back a week and a half later and paid the whole building off. Since then, we've had other miracles like that. And we've had them since we've been here. And maybe with the permission of the people, maybe I'll give you a testimony of it. What happened? And God's working here and doing things for us to get all these chairs and everything paid for that we bought by faith. Really? Can you say amen? Amen. So we're going to get it. Glory to God. So if you need an envelope, just raise your hand. If you want to know how to spell 1,000 or 1,000,000. Amen. I tell you, somebody's going to give us $1,000,000 so we can build our next section of what we're going to need. I'm working on it right now. I'm working on another building, folks. I've already got it built in my spirit. Like my wife told one of our elders, "He's doing what?" I told her not to tell her family anything, but she tells them anyway. She said, "He's doing what? He ain't even got that other one filled up. I mean, he's thinking about, well, I don't understand that." That's just a dreamer. I said, "That's just the way a dreamer does. He's always ahead and looking ahead and looking and planning and getting ready." That's faith too. You know, faith without works is dead. You got the money? Uh-uh. I ain't really naturally got the money to even, you know, I mean, to do some of the things that we need to do around here. But I'm already planning for the future. This building here was built two years ago. I had the blueprints on it 2 years ago. You sit in my office over there trying to build it. Look at here, this is what I'm going to build. Yeah. Here it is. You see, that's why you need to get ready, whatever, and we'll talk about it, about how do you distinguish, how do you know you're called to be a prophet? We brought the fact out that last Friday night that you called from your mother's womb, but how are you going to know that you've been called from your mother's womb? Most babies when they're born didn't come out and say, "I'm a prophet." No, you got to know. You got to learn by the voice. You got to know and different things that people have prophesied or said different. So I want to teach you that. Would you like to know? And well, actually, in any other ministry you can. The pastor's ministry, the apostle's ministry, or whatever. But people need to know that. We're not teaching that in our Bible schools. We're teaching how to, getting training how to do it. But you need to know how you're called to do it. If you're really called. Then when you know you're called, then you can walk on that. You got to have some facts to walk on. Our Bibles are facts. You might not feel like a prophet. You might not feel like a pastor. You might not look like one. One guy told me I was buying my car. And he said, "What do you do?" I said, "Well, I'm pastor of church down the street." He said, "Well, you don't look like a pastor." I said, "Well, what's one look like?" "Well, you don't look like a preacher." "Well, what's one supposed to look like?" Huh? I tell you, Jonah came out on the beach full of barf. He sure didn't look like one either. That's what happens when you get out of the will of God. You get stinky. You got your checks made out? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You people are precious. You're precious. I said you're precious. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we have some pickup trucks here if you have some money that you want us to pick up for you. Have some property or something like that. We got a lawyer and put everything together for you. I believe in what I'm doing here. We sold everything we got. Tried to sell my car, but the man that gave it to me is leasing it for me, and I can't give it away until the lease is up, after he pays the lease off, or I'd sold that with my wife's permission. You see, when I believe, that's what I mean, I believe in it. Once I know that it's God, I believe in it. And I'll prosper and I'll be blessed for it. It works, doesn't it? I said it works. Glory be to God.